I'm going to be reading this morning out of Acts. Acts chapter 16, as well as 2 Timothy chapter 3. And it's Father's Day. Today is a day when we show our fathers respect and thank them for being our fathers. And if we've lost our fathers, if they have gone to glory, we can be thankful for the fathers that we had. Christian fathers are supposed to bring up their children in the fear and instruction of the Lord. I would say a Christian's the goal of a Christian father is to see his children come to faith in Jesus Christ and live godly lives. That is the goal. It doesn't always work out that way. Even if we do everything right as fathers, it doesn't always work out that way. And if it does work out that way, as fathers, that's our offering to God. Now, we often think of an offering as money, but our true offering is to God as fathers is the souls of our children. And that pleases God when that happens. It pleases God when we bring him an offering, any offering, and this one especially. There is no evidence at all in the Bible that the Apostle Paul had any children. But there is a lot of evidence that Paul was the spiritual father of many people. He led many people to faith in Christ Jesus through his witness and his preaching. One such person was Timothy, a young pastor. In Acts 14, Paul and Barnabas were on their first missionary journey and were in Lystra, where Paul preached. Is it pronounced Lystra or Lystra? What do you think? You've heard both. All right. And anyway, Paul preached and healed a man who couldn't walk. Then some Jews from Antioch showed up, stirred up the crowd, and they stoned Paul. The trouble is, though, he survived. After they had left him for dead, he got up and walked back into Lystra. Some Bible scholars believe that during these events, Timothy was led to the Lord by the preaching of Paul. Well, that could be. But really, the Bible doesn't say that. It could be. We're not sure. Then in chapter 16 of Acts, Paul and Silas are back in Lystra and Derbe on Paul's second missionary journey. So let's read Acts 16, 1-5. Acts 16, 1-5. Then he came to Derbe and Lystra, and behold, a certain disciple was there named Timothy, the son of a certain Jewish woman who believed, but his father was Greek. He was well spoken of by the brethren who were at Lystra and Iconium. Paul wanted to have him go on with him, and he took him and circumcised him because of the Jews who were in that region, for they all knew that his father was Greek. And as they went through the cities, they delivered to them the decrees to keep, which were determined by the apostles and elders at Jerusalem. So the churches were strengthened in the faith and increased in number daily. Paul sees potential in Timothy, and it's amazing because that's the missionary journey where he didn't want to take John Mark with him because he had kind of laid an egg on the first missionary journey and abandoned him and Barnabas. But here he wants to take this young guy named Timothy, and he recruits him for his missionary team. Now, I would say that would be quite an opportunity for a young believer to go with a seasoned missionary like Paul. What a time of learning and watching and growing in his faith. Being discipled by somebody like Paul. And in chapters 18 to 20, we read that Paul would leave Timothy and others behind to minister to the churches that were established by those missionary efforts. So through these events, Timothy's work changed somewhat from missionary to pastor. Although pastoral work is also mission work, because both are done through the preaching of the gospel. Then in the two letters that Paul writes to Timothy, he encourages and admonishes him to continue in the work. Some of the teaching in these two epistles was probably taught to Timothy while they traveled together, but was worth repeating when Timothy was on his own, shepherding the church. So let's turn to 2 Timothy 3, 10 to 17. Here's Paul writing a letter to this young pastor, encouraging him and showing him the way. 2 Timothy 3, 10 to 17. But you have carefully followed my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, love, perseverance. Persecutions, afflictions, which happened to me at Iconium, at Antioch, at Iconium and Lystra, what persecutions I endured, and out of them all the Lord delivered me. Yes, and all who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. But evil men and impostors will grow worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But you must continue in the things which you have learned and been assured of, knowing from whom you have learned them, and that from childhood you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. And then he goes on to explain these scriptures. Verse 16 says, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. These are the words of a spiritual father encouraging his son. Now the question is, are we, as fathers, encouraging our children in the faith? Are we earning the respect that they may or may not show us today? It would be good if we did. Ephesians 6, verse 4, and you, fathers, do not provoke your children to wrath, but bring them up in the training and admonition of the Lord.